Okay, good morning, Chava. We're in the middle of discussing the inyan of waking up in the morning. And the last we left off was the fact that how a person goes to sleep is already hachana for how he wakes up in the morning. And we said that the Kriya Shema, which he does alamita, leaves a rosham so that when he wakes up, he's already margish the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim there. And the Chdishrim had a lashon of that when he wakes up, he needs to be shomer on the Rishis Shalai, on the Nakuda of Rishis. It's a very lengthy topic, and we don't have enough time, we never have enough time in 15 minutes to really discuss things which we would like to discuss. But regarding this inyan of guarding one's Rishis in the morning, and why that's so precious, if you take a look at the second Marmokum here from the Chernobyl Rebbe, he says, "Acha'inyin hu ki ikar hadavar tali b'moach, kemaymar gufa basa resha gerira." That the ikar is tali in the moach, because the body follows the mind. If a person's mind and his thoughts are in a very holy place throughout the day, so it's easy for a person to daven in a pure dveikistic way. That's very nice for the mute of people. But if a person does not protect his mind throughout the day, he's susceptible and he's prone to having many bilbulim in his davening. So he's going on the Gemara, which says that a person should daven the COVID rosh. He needs to protect his thoughts. What he's telling us is that when a person goes through the day, so then he sullies his mind with all different types of things, not just impure thoughts, but the fact that he has to deal with the business or deal with the family, there are many distractions. But when a person wakes up in the morning and his mind has been cleared for so many hours, now it's in a place where he can decide what he wants to do with that mind. And if he's mekadish that reishis machshava, and he's able to maintain that space and to go in like that to davening, that's the type of a mindset which we want to have. So therefore, that first moment that a person wakes up in the morning, that's just not, you know, the first is chashuv. It's just that already at that moment is a hachana, how he's going to use that clarity, that vacancy in his mind to be able to channel it into the right direction, because later on in the day, it's going to be already too late. What that means for us is that before we talk about what a person should do in terms of hachanas for davening, so it certainly tells us that a person should not be thinking about business and all different types of things that he's going to be doing during the day at that time. A person really has to look at his Seder Hayom as like a Mishkan. And in every Mishkan is a Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Kodesh Kodeshim of every single day, a person has to choose what's the Kodesh Kodeshim of his day. And for a Jew, like we said last time, yesterday, Hina'am Klavi Akum, that the Kodesh Kodeshim, which a person has available to him every single day, is at a time where he's not busy. He has to ask himself, the Kodesh Kodeshim is where the Kohen Gadol goes by himself. When do I have moments throughout the day that I'm literally by myself, that I have no distractions? It's usually going to be either late at night or it's going to be early in the morning. A person has to know his own tchunos, whether or not he's a stay up late guy or wake up early guy. But a person has to ask himself, what's the Kodesh Kodeshim of my day? That I can feel like I'm with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's where when we daven, we're poned to the Beis HaMikdash, right into the Kodesh Kodeshim, because that's how we have to feel. So the time of day which is most conducive for that feeling of Kodesh Kodeshim is in the morning. When a person wakes up, his mind is clear, it's tzlula, and so therefore, just like the Torah says about every reishis in Kedusha, that the reishis has to be given to the Kohen, so too the reishis of every person's day should be given to Hashem Yisbarach. What that means is that no interference, no distractions, no clouding of the mind. If a person starts to think about the business of his day or other things which he needs to do, he's going to go to the market and chop a rind before he comes to Seder, before davening, that's already he's destroying the whole purity of the opportunity which he has. The Tefer Shlomo, Parsha Shlomo, in Parsha Shmos, he goes on the pasuk which it says in Shir Hashirim, Akuma na vasovva ba'ir bikashti from lo metzasev. He says, Akumana, if I wake up in the morning, Vasaviva Ba'ir, and I go do all the things which I need to do during my day, then Bikashti, when I come to Davin, Valoy Matzasev, I'm not going to find Hashem Yisparach. That's how he teaches it. So if a person has to be able to seize that purity of the Zman, not to sully it with things which he has to do during that day. If you take a look at the top Ma'ariv Makom, the Imre Pinchas, where he says here, Amar li Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha said, Miyad achar sheshama mimari shidibir b'inyan, kshaksa tzadigim chalko al harav, amashin lo hachanas atfila. That there were those who said about Rav Pinchas Karatzer that they observed him and they said he doesn't make any hachanas for davening. So what did Rav Zusha say in his defense? V'hein lo hivinu shesavu shehachanas hu davkar lelechas b'bayis hina v'zeinu. He says people think that what it means to make hachanas for davening is that he goes into some type of a trance and he walks back and forth. Of course, it's very good that a person should have his manam of his bodhidus to think about his own shiflus and Hashem's godless, super important. He says that's not the only or the ikr even in hachana. He says, so what was the inyan by Pinchas Karatzer? Ki kol mash medabrim v'sheichvin lishon. He says everything that a person speaks and how he goes to sleep. From the beginning of the night, achar mariv ad habayker, all of that is hakol hachanas latfila shacharis. The hachanas for shacharis begins in the beginning of the night. That's why you're already beginning from shacharis. As soon as mariv is over, or even before mariv, there's a certain perspective in avodas Hashem by the tzaddikim that shacharis is the moment of the day, which we mentioned yesterday, that the whole day revolves around shacharis. And Rav Pinchas Karatzer was making hachanas for shacharis already earlier in the night. What he ate for dinner was a hachan for shacharis. How he's going to be able to sleep that night? What time he's going to go to sleep? All the meichin, all the hachanas for the nighttime is all the preparation for shacharis. V'chein shacharis to mincha. As soon as shacharis is over, he's already preparing for mincha. V'harav zal haya oimer. And the Rav said, Rav Pinchas Karatzer said, Ani metzapa al tefila tova shmona yamim. If I see that there's a good tefillah in the distance, I prepare for it 8 days already beforehand. I prepare for it. Which means to say that if he sees there's going to be a geshmak davening for Rosh Chodesh, there's going to be a nice minyan. So 8 days before, he's already preparing for that. You know, he has to prepare for all the shacharis and minchas and maariv before that too. But he's already making hachanas for that davening 8 days later. So people didn't see Rav Pinchas Karatzer making hachanas. Little did they know that behind the scenes, everything was a preparation for those davenings. And he said, Gam Shabbosov, in a good Shabbos, he prepared for it 4 days before. He was already preparing for Shabbos, for a good Shabbos. Of course, every Shabbos is a good Shabbos. But certain Shabbos which have a higher, you know, chavivas to us, he's already making hachanas for those things too. And the truth is that really the measure of a tzaddik is how much he makes hachanas. This is a very lengthy discussion. For example, we're speaking here in the context of tefillah, but in the context of let's say, of marriage. When does a person start to prepare for marriage? When he becomes a chassan, right? So then he opens up the marriage books and he starts to prepare for marriage. But the truth is, the preparations for marriage begins way before then. Even before he starts to date, he has to be thinking about preparations. As a bacher, just the time which he invests as a ben yeshiva is already hachana for his house, how his house is going to be. Even before he knows anything about it, even especially in the modern communities, almost everybody hopefully has some type of an awareness of Shmiras Habris. Shmiras Habris is not just an inyan bifnei atzmo. Shmiras Habris is a hachana for marriage. The Zohar says that a person has difficulties finding his zivug because of Pagam Bris. And all of his difficulties in Shalom Bayis are all because of Pagam Bris. So a person, whether he realizes it or not, can make hachanas for very big and important things much, much earlier. And there's an opportunity to sing mitzvahs as being hachanas for other mitzvahs. For example, the Kedushas Levi says in Parashas Vayechi, he says, "Amalei shamru Yisrael shnei Shabbosos." If only Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabboses, miyad nigolin. What does it mean, shnei Shabboses? He says that the ikr is that one Shabbos should be a hachana for the next Shabbos. So not just have 4 days of preparation for Shabbos. That you should see that this Shabbos is a hachana for the next Shabbos already, because Shabbos is supposed to be ma'ilim b'kodesh. Every Shabbos is weaker and smaller than the next one. But to see that this Shabbos is a hachana for the next Shabbos, it's a perspective in Avodas Hashem, how I can use mitzvahs, not just bifnei atzman, but how I can see that one mitzvah is also hachana for another mitzvah. How I can blend everything together. That's what we're speaking about just in the context of making Seder, how things come together. The whole day is a partzuf, where you can see mitzvahs as not just doing the bifnei atzman, but how you bring them together, the misayeya other mitzvahs, to strengthen the mitzvahs, which are really the ikar mitzvahs. You see that from tzitzis and tefillin. If we really just wanted to make kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, we could put them on any time during the day. But how do we put on tzitzis and tefillin? As a hachana for davening. And we wear tzitzis and tefillin as a siyua for davening. Why? Because since shacharis is the ikar of the day, so we want that tefillin should fuel shacharis. We want that tzitzis should fuel shacharis. We have to be able to see, again, in that partif, and how to bring things together, how we can use mitzvahs as siyuas and hachanas for other mitzvahs. So, for example, going to the mikveh. Going to the mikveh in and of itself is a gevaldik thing. You can go to the mikveh any time of the day, any time of the year, except for Yom Kippur. You can go to the mikveh. But how do we use mikveh? The ikar use of mikveh is before davening. So that you can have all the mitzvahs you can possibly have, you should do them before davening. The same thing is true with the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, a person who's a ben Torah, he knows what we're speaking about a little bit, how he should use this time before davening to make hachanas. But not every Baal HaBas knows how to do that. So the Kedushas Levi says that what a Baal HaBas can do in order to make hachanas for davening is by giving tzedakah before davening. That tzedakah has a way of being kares all of the klipas before davening. Tzedakah has that koyach, and it's brought down in the Ari. The Ari says that in Vayivarech David es Hashem, there's a time and opportunity for a Jew to give tzedakah before davening. I mean, even if it's just a little bit, but for a person who's a working person who has means, the ikar time for him to give tzedakah is before davening. So when all those collectors are coming around and the person's trying to hide his wallet and making nobody's looking, you don't have to give them big bucks, but see that Hashem is sending you a gift. He's sending you an opportunity to give tzedakah before davening. These are the gifts that Hashem is giving us. Because in the same way that a ben Torah knows how to use Torah in order to prepare himself for davening, a Baal HaBas who doesn't necessarily know that, he has what he invests himself in, which is his Yekar Mitzvah, which is Tzedakah, to use that also as a Hachana for Tefillah as well. Take a look at the Tiferet Shlomo over here in by Purim. He writes, "Uvavoya lifnei ha-melech, amar himaseif ha-yoshu machshavto hara." He says, there's a remez here, how does one save himself from machshav azaras during tefillah? By learning Torah before davening, that's what saves him from machshav azaras during davening. And this is pshan pasuk. That when Esther was approaching the king, which is for davening, this is the melech malchei hamlachim, namu mitfilah, amar im hasefer. Al yedei shalamad b'sefer, by learning a sefer, yashuv machshav tahara'ah. You can get away, you can banish all the machshav asaras before davening. Again, that's this concept that there's Torah and there's tefillin, those are two separate things. But one can use Torah, which is so great, to make a siyua for tefillah. And then after davening, when a person comes back and he learns Torah again, then Torah is going to be on a much higher madrigal than it was before. That's how Torah helps tefillah and tefillah helps Torah. You learn a little bit or a lot before davening, so that after davening, your Torah will be in a much higher madriga. Of course. We'll just be Messiah with one last mimer from the Imre Pinchas. It says here, B'Shem Rav Lipa, that Pesach Beis HaKnesses, that the entranceway into Shul, who k'mo makom gvul shebin medina l'medina harikra kamir, and whatever word that is, in whatever language it is, that it's like a border. Shesham mechapsin haschera umitbaos eizah davar rashay lahalach lemedina l'zuvah eizah ve'eizah lo. It's customs. It's the customs border. That they check to see what you can bring in and what you're not allowed to bring in. So he says, so too, this is how you come into shul. Kach kisha adam ba'al l'pesach v'sakneses, before a person comes in, tzarech livdok l'chapis ve'eizah machshavos nichnas. He has to ask himself, what machshavos am I taking in here? Ve'eizah tzarech l'hashlich, which machshavos am I leaving behind? Ve'eino rashay likanos imam. When a person comes into shul, he's not just a waltz into shul. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Ari, there's Kavanas, there's Halachas. A person comes into shul, there's a whole Seder coming into shul. You can't even come into shul without mentioning Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The person has to see that as the line of demarcation between Chol and Kedusha. I'm coming into shul right now, just like I don't bring a gun into shul, like the Gemara says. You're not allowed to bring weapons into shul, that's a Halacha. You're not allowed to bring distractions into shul. Those Machshavos are like weapons which distract us. And then when you come out of the shul, you prepare yourselves for the right machshavas to go into the shuk. Right? Just like you come in, you come out, you have to know when you come into the shul, this is a kodesh kadoshim. And I'm preparing myself before coming in here, what I'm taking in. And the same thing is true before davening, like we said before. You wake up, that reishis machshava, you say about that, kodesh reishis lashem. And you purify yourself before davening. You don't have any distractions. You find etzes with davening, for davening, with learning, with tzedakah, with going to the mikveh, with whatever it is, every person according to what he's supposed to do, because he's supposed to see that the davening is supposed to be the highlight of his day, and how to make hachanas for that. We'll just conclude one last mimer. Right now we're already preparing for the Yemei HaMitzrayim, but you should just know that the tzaddikim, They're already preparing for Rosh Hashanah now. They say that Tamu stands for Yemei Tshuva, Zman Tshuva, Mamash Mishinu Boin. That's Rosh Hateva's Tamuz. So whereas a Rasha, he only makes Hachana for Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah right before, and a Benyani prepares by Rosh Chodesh Elul, already the Tzaddikim are making Hachanas for that, already in Tamuz. They're already thinking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the same thing that Rabbi Pinchas Karatzer said, that I make Hachanas for big things many, many days before. And that's really the real shir of a tzaddik, when he sees big things in the distance, vayaris hamakom irachok, like we say in that pasuk before davening, and by the Akedah, we're already thinking about how we're going to approach big, big things. And every single day, shachris is a very big thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to know that the hachanas which we make, and the kisufin, like David says, nichzach ba v'gam kolsa na'afsi d'chatzot Hashem, I look forward from one tefillah to the next. And we see how our day revolves around tefillah. We think about, when am I going to daven mincha, this minyan, that minyan, so too with pnimius also. We should be thinking about how we're going to make hachanas, while we're thinking about the minyan we're going to daven five hours from now, how to prepare ourselves even then to make hachanas for tefillah, because it's so special. Yishkayah.